Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Dennis Ashley, and I think I know most of you, but not everybody. So it's just my privilege to have a chance to talk to you for a few minutes today. And what I wanted to talk about was this concept that Mary Teresa just introduced on loving kindness. And I don't know about you. I mean, for me, when I first got introduced to this topic of kindness, I have to admit, I put it down a little bit. I thought, oh, you know, it's a nice thing, but really, shouldn't there be something more intellectual? Yeah. And then I thought, yeah, well, I mean, it's pretty good. There's nothing wrong with it, but it just doesn't really compare with quantum physics or, you know, something more intellectual. The more that I explore this, though, the more I realize that there is something really magnificent about kindness. Something that is more than just what it meets on the surface. I think one of the things is that kindness can really restore us on our spiritual journey. I mean, I don't know about you, but I mean, for me, I've been coming here since 79. And, you know, sometimes I'm really feeling it, and sometimes my spirituality is feeling pretty stale. And that makes sense. I mean, we're here to explore who we are and what we are and what our relationship with God is and how we deal with one another. And that just makes sense that sometimes it just doesn't feel as good or as profound or as mysterious as it does other times. I'm thinking that the very act of kindness can revitalize that spiritual journey. And I also think the same thing is true at the other end. When we're new and fresh to unity, and we're kind of looking around and we're going, I cannot even believe I'm going to church, and here I am. I think that when we've been coming, I'm not sure what the right time is, we've been coming a month or two or three, and all of a sudden we say, well, it's cool, I like the people here, but I'm not sure exactly what it is that I do next. And what I would suggest is I think kindness is a pretty nice next step because it does so many things. It's more than just being nice. I mean, I like nice. And I think I really choose to believe that most of the people here are pretty darn nice. I mean, I like hanging out with Sally. She's nice. But what's nice? I mean, nice is, you know, do you smile, and when you haven't reached, do you ask questions and talk to one another, and just kind of, it feels pretty good to be around here. You know, yeah, that's nice, and there's nothing wrong with it, I love it. But I think that the act of kindness is a little different. I think it's a little deeper. I think when we're kind, I think that's a very specific set of actions. I think when we choose to be kind, what that says is that we do things for people, sometimes small, sometimes big, but we do things for people. And that's a little different when we look at kindness that way. It's more than just being nice. One of the things I love about this place is I think we also have a lot of kind people. I think we have a lot of people here who do things for people. But when it becomes, as Mary Teresa said when she introduced her meditation, when it becomes intentional, I think all of a sudden that becomes a whole new ballgame. When we say, I'm going to intentionally be kind here, not in any manipulative way, but in a very particular way that takes things to a deeper level. And I'm just going to introduce this now, and I'll talk more about it later. But I think that the kindness, that specific set of actions about how we treat people, I think there's three general categories of folks that we do that with. I think we do that sometimes with complete strangers. I think we do that sometimes with loved ones. And I think sometimes we do that with people we don't much care for. And boy, that's a challenge, isn't it? I mean, I kind of think that being kind with complete strangers is perhaps the easiest one. Because there's no context. It's a complete stranger, and I'll probably never see them again. There's no expectations. There's certainly no promise of any future interactions. I'm just going to let you in, you know, when we're driving. I'm going to pay for your drink at Starbucks. Hey, pay for the person behind me. Complete and total strangers. Easy to do. Because it's a nice thing to do. It's a kind thing to do. But it doesn't really last too long. And nobody's going to knock on your door that night saying, hey, thanks for that Starbucks coffee. Being kind with loved ones is slightly different because there's times when that can be a challenge. And it can be a challenge for a whole slew of reasons, right? I mean, I can tell by the laughter. It can be a challenge because there's context, there's expectations, and we really know them and they really know us. And so that's not bad when that's your spouse. I mean, I think it's a really good thing to be very kind to your spouse. But how about that brother-in-law? Yeah. I mean, how about somebody who you only see 3 or 4 times a year, and when you do, it's all you can do to hold it in. You know, but you go, it's family, so I'll be okay. You have context, you have expectations, you have background. And so to be kind then, a specific set of actions that helps that other person, that takes things to a deeper level, I think many times that can be quite a challenge. And then we have this third one, the kindness towards people we don't much care for. I mean, you know, if we wanted to get biblical, it would be, you know, Jesus saying, now, and this is kind of the rough King Dennis translation, but I believe Jesus said, you can be loving towards your family and your friends. Big whoop. He said, but to love people you don't like, he said, your enemies. I don't know how many of us have enemies, but to love your enemies, wow. I mean, that's a deeper set of actions, isn't it? And what I think is that kindness and love, I think, are very related. I think for the most part, when we say we love somebody, it's pretty vague. And even though technically it's a verb, mostly it's just the identification of an inner emotion, right? Kindness becomes the behavior that we do that represents love. And it's pretty amazing because what we have is this unity belief, and I think many other denominations, many other traditions would accept it too, that what we are is the expression of God in action. That what we are is, as Charles Somar said, this localized expression of God right here in this physical body. So if God is expressing through us, I mean, doesn't it make sense to let that expression happen with kindness? I mean, it's got to be at least part of the game. I choose to believe that there's two reasons we're here. One's a very general reason for us all to recognize that we're all one, that we're all love, that separation is just a myth. And then the other one is that, well, we sort of have a specific thing, too, that the reason Doug is here is slightly different than the reason Mary is here. That's slightly different than the reason that Chris is here. That there's something specific and individual about each person as God expresses through them. I think kindness is about that first one. Kindness cuts through barriers. And to adapt Maya Angelou a little bit, she said, kindness recognizes no barriers. Kindness recognizes no hurdles. It jumps over the hurdles, it moves through the hurdles to arrive at its destination full of hope. I think that's what kindness does. I think especially when we're talking about people that don't really float our boat. I think kindness says, you know what? I don't want this to be misunderstood, but here's something I want to do for you. Just because you're you, and there's no other reason. Isn't that hard sometimes to receive? Especially if you know the relationship is a little tense. I think that kindness is the best representation we have of God giving grace. I think that when we are kind to people, it just cuts through the garbage. It just cuts through the barriers. And just like when we talk spiritually or religiously about grace, we say it's undeserved. Grace can't be earned. The only reason that you get grace is just because you are. And so our human version of it becomes kindness. When I'm kind to you and you're kind to me, we just sort of set the stage for grace. There's no logical reason why I should be kind to you. I hardly know you. Or there's no reason why I should be kind to you. You just told me off last Christmas. And yet, doesn't kindness have a way of just cutting through it and changing the dynamics, changing the relationship, changing the love that's there? I think that is what kindness is about. It is a recognition that we are all in this thing together. It's a recognition that we are all one. But, you know, it's not easy to do. So, what I want to suggest is that when we talk about kindness, that we come up with a kind of a specific plan. That I'm going to do two or three things today that are kind. I'm going to do two or three things today that might be kind to strangers. Two or three things today that might be kind to family, and two or three things that might be kind to people who are in that third category that we, he who shall not be named. And some of the things we can do are pretty specific, right? I mean, we can think about kindness or strangers. I already mentioned a couple. Just, you know, letting somebody in traffic, paying for a coffee at Starbucks for the person behind you. Sometimes just holding the door open for people. But then as we sort of move on that continuum and we get to know people just a little bit more, and we say, well, you know, what can I do to serve you? And we may not ask, I mean, that would be a pretty weird question to be asked directly, right? What can I do to serve you? We don't talk that way. But to think that way is pretty powerful. To wonder, what can I do that would cut through those false barriers that I throw up and that other person throws up? What could I do to melt and dissolve those obstacles? To be able to, as Maya Angelou said, to be able to jump those barriers, jump those hurdles. Because if we really want to create a more powerful, more loving, more warm world, it all resides in kindness. And again, it's more than just being nice. A lot of us do that really well. But it's a service kind of thing. So I think that leads us to the spirit group questions. And I didn't put a PowerPoint up there, but the spirit group questions for you this week, because the spirit groups are dealing with loving kindness, with intentional kindness, to discuss are just those three categories. What could I do during the coming week to demonstrate kindness to my loved ones? What are a couple things I could do during this coming week to be able to demonstrate or show loving kindness to strangers? And then third, what could I do during this coming week to demonstrate kindness towards somebody I don't care so much for? And here's just one hint. It requires something more than sending a message on Facebook. Yeah. You really have to make connection. Now, they may live a ways away, so it might be telephone. It might be Facebook. Yeah. But how much more powerful when it's in person? Because, again, the goal, the intention is to dissolve those barriers and obstacles, to move past context, to create new expectations that people have never thought about. We hold in our hands, through kindness, the power to move ourselves and others to a deeper level. And I haven't talked anything at all today about kindness for ourselves. I mean, that's very important, but that's another talk. Okay. But kindness towards others, that's the hope for the world. That's the reality, that when we are kind, what we do is we take that other person by the hand, and as you've heard a few times before, what we're doing is we're just all walking each other home. Thanks.